Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. Jennifer is here. Great idea of calling Julia in to answer phones today.
Yeah, baby. They're busy.
We've got Judy and Nick and John all on hold. Everybody's trying to get something done around their house, and that's why we show up every single Saturday morning to see what we can't do to earn the privilege of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that by protecting you, informing you, and educating you, hopefully with a little entertainment along the way, of what you can or cannot do in and about and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundations to the rooftops and everything in between. Well, with all that said, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
We've got special guests here in studio I want to get to in just a minute. But let's get to the people who have been on hold. Some of these people held on through the top of the hour news and everything else. Let's get to who's been holding the longest. Nick has a kitchen question. Let's see if we can get Nick going, and then we'll go to John, then we'll go to Judy as quick as we can. Good morning, Nick. Got to get to the phone. Nick! Gary D., throw Nick on hold and see if either John or Judy are right there standing by. We'll get back to Nick. Who are we going to bring up?
Let's see if we can bring Judy on.
Okay.
Just because I like the name Judy. She was my prom date. Hi,
okay. Judy.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Judy.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
My pleasure. What we have is a three-bedroom house, or three-bathroom house, excuse me, and two with tubs. And we've been thinking of changing the master bathroom's tub to a shower enclosure. And we wondered if it decreased the value of the house if we only have one bathroom. I don't know if they call it a partial bathroom when you have a shower. I believe so. And if we have two that way and only one with a tub, what would it do to the value of the house?
You're not going to hurt the value of the house at all. And I think the great majority of realtors would agree with me. That as long as there is one tub, a lot of folks of my generation like that. But I'll also tell you, the younger millennials that are buying now don't even know what a bathtub looks like. They do everything in the shower. So you do what you want to do in that bathroom. And someone looking at the house later, I tell you what, updated shower in new plumbing fixtures and new surfaces is going to be worth more than an older tub, for sure. So you aren't going to hurt the value of the home at all by sacrificing that one tub. Appreciate calling, Judy. Thanks a million. I can tell people that in my experience, when you go, and when I went to the Kitchen and Bath Show in Las Vegas, one of the things I was looking for is there are about 30 different ways I can rip out a tub and convert it to a shower. You have to decide, do I want it a barrier-free entry so I can wheel a chair into that shower or not? That's the first decision you have to make. But there are about 30 different systems out there for ripping the tub out and installing a shower. Only about two would be anything I'd ever put my name on. So be careful, proceed with caution. But I will tell you, Judy, you're going to need to be thinking, depending on the level of plumbing fixtures and finishes and surfaces you're going to put in there, you need to be thinking in the range of about $15,000 to $30,000 is what it's going to take. Okay, with that said, you think we got Nick lined up?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Nick, what are you up to today?
I enjoy listening to you. Every time I turn the radio on, I like you, and I'm glad that the other caller asked about how you're doing. That's been on my mind for the longest time after you had that
Quite honestly, I'm doing much better than I sound. The last little thing they have to fix is my vocal cords. So, and I'm putting that off as long as I can. I've had enough of doctors, hospitals, and needles.
Okay. Well, you get to that. And I have a question about, I have a condo, and I'm living in Sun City, 1972. It's old, Del Webb. And it's just over 1,000, maybe 1,100 square foot. I think you're right. You gave me an idea. I think I'm going to pass the bathroom up because it comes with a tub. I'm going to leave that alone for now, maybe later on. I've been going around looking at other people's work because you can see that they have cars out there and contractors, you know, the real
right.
estate, they have their own crew.
Right.
So I've seen, you know, the bathrooms where they rip the tub out and put in a flush,
yes.
As big as they can shower,
yeah.
and a low lip so you can get a wheelchair.
There you
but
go.
I'm going to leave it alone because I do like your idea about the tub.
Okay.
My thing is the kitchen. It comes with a galley kitchen. I've seen them do work there, too. They take the whole partition down on one side of the wall, and they
right.
extend along one wall. I like to go something like that. And I like to know what your idea about left hand and right hand. Because when I bought the condo, I noticed the entrance door, the entrance lock, the doorknob where you put the key in, is upside down. So it's a right hand door, isn't it? When you
now I'm gonna tell you how we figure it out, but I will tell you this: if you go to 5 door shops in Phoenix, they'll tell you 3 different ways to determine if it's a right hand or left hand. If you close the door and stand on the side of the hinges, okay, so you can see the hinges, are they on the right-hand side or the left-hand side? And that determines if it's a right-hand or left-hand door. That's the most prominent way of determining right-hand or left-hand. Now, as it relates to kitchen, Nick, with you living in Sun City, I would tell you, you need to get on rosieonthehouse.com, plug in kitchen remodel, Sun City zip code, and it's going to take you to a company called TWD that has a kitchen and bath showroom that you can just go walk through and take a look at. They specialize in working in that particular neighborhood, and they've been members for over about 10 years, I recall. That's the other hardest thing about this accident. I've lost track of history. I'll say, well, I met you 5 years ago, and they'll say, no, you met me 15 years ago.
Timeline's a little skewed.
The timeline's a little skewed. But TWD is a great opportunity for you just to go in and take a look. Maybe bring a couple pictures of your kitchen, and they can show you how we can blow out that galley, take away that interior partition, and open the kitchen up. A huge value-added remodel that we're doing a ton of. So appreciate the kind words, Nick, and appreciate the phone call. Let's see if we can get to John real quick, and then we'll bring in our guests that are here in the studio. That's Frank. John, I'm sorry.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Appreciate your services and all you do. And I hope you get well soon.
I am. I'm well. I don't sound well, but I'm well.
Well, no, you're sounding better. I listen to you every Saturday. You're
okay.
coming around.
All right, good.
I don't think you're going to need much duct tape much more.
good. I'm gonna appoint you my new doctor.
There you go. Listen, my daughter bought a house a couple of months ago on the east side here in Tucson, and she went through the realtor, through the house inspection and all, and she noticed about 4 days ago there was a funny noise popping in the house when she took a shower. So she called me because I used to do maintenance years ago. I'm retired now from electrical, plumbing, and carpentry. And anyway, I told her, go in the hallway where the hot water heater is and open up the door and see if that hot water heater is talking to her. So she went out there. Her husband went out there, opened up the door, and sure enough, the sound was coming from the hot water heater. The hot water heater was put in 3 years ago. I contacted the realtor, and the realtor said that the seller said that he drained it only once. My question to you is, I'm going to go over there this afternoon, and I'm going to drain it.
Okay.
And see how much settlement comes out of it. But do you think possibly the hot water, it looks brand new, it looks perfect, is damaged? because it only was damaged once? Or what do you think from your experience?
Well, I drain it. I do exactly what you're thinking about doing and see if that doesn't solve it. Because if there is some sediment buildup, that can be causing the noise. Make sure the temperature isn't set too high. You know, you don't want it at scald temperature. That too can cause a lot of noise if the thermostat is maxed out to as high as it can be set. So check those two things, and I'm guessing that'll probably eliminate the problem. If not, we may be dealing with a air hammer, and we may need to put an air hammer arrestor on one of the faucets inside that bathroom that's causing the knocking. That would be exactly my plan of attack. Drain it, refill it, watch for it. If it still does it, consider going to a air arrestor valve. And none of those things you're thinking about doing cost a lot of money. It's just going to take a little bit of time. But that's why she has you as her retired dad.
That's right, right. Yeah, and, yep, yep. They never forget my number, never. And, anyway.
And all the things you listed.
And you take care and get well soon, and your whole program is an asset to the city of Tucson and surrounding areas.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. He listed his credentials, I think, as plumber, electrician, and property management. That's all the qualification I need for a new surgeon. he's my new doctor.
We can ask him what metric tape is.
Yeah, we can ask him, hey, what's metric tape? All right, we're going to go on a quick break here. We're going to come back with special guests talking about how to eliminate the largest potential fire danger in your house. And you don't even know where it is when we get back.